20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start.
You don't get much further from a farm than beyond Earth's atmosphere.
2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff.
That is unless, of course, you ignore the fact China is growing cotton on a lunar lander.
11.
But there is a link between this empty void and the humble farm on planet Earth. Funding to agri-food tech startups is worth $16.9 billion now. Investment jumped a whopping 42% last year. A small but growing part of this is Australian agri-tech companies wanting to join the space. Pardon the pun.
Australia has some of the world's leading experts in Earth observation and this particular field. And that's one of the greatest advantages we have, is building our hardware here in Australia.
Canadian Ryan Hofer is the co-founder of Spectral Aerospace, based in Sydney and Calgary. He's trying to develop a network of small satellites the size of shoeboxes, but with big possibilities. From beyond Earth's atmosphere, these satellites can detect crop diseases and nutrient and moisture deficiencies across an entire farm before yield is affected. In theory, they can do this in a matter of minutes and hours, rather than days or weeks, and pretty cheaply.
As soon as we get our hyperspectral satellite up there, then we can start really doing detailed analytics on the entire crop, also including some disease detection.
Spectral Aerospace plans to launch a network of 6 satellites in 2022 that can take detailed images of the planet to improve global food production, detect invasive pests and weed species, and even scour the planet for minerals hidden beneath the Earth's surface. It's currently doing trials on the effectiveness of hyperspectral imaging technology for crop prediction from space, using a Taiwanese satellite that was launched in June this year. There's a handful of companies around the world already offering detailed HSI imagery to farmers, but the sensors are attached to planes and drones, not satellites in space. Benjamin Koshnick is the other co-founder of Spectral Aerospace.
So right now we're using Formosat 7, which is a Taiwanese satellite which has very good resolution and the correct bands for us to do very simple health monitoring of crops.
The pair recently unveiled their plans to aerospace and earth observation experts at the 8th Space Forum and the Australian Space Research Conference in Adelaide.
Obviously, we are working towards owning our own satellites with expanded capabilities, but we're probably a couple of years away from that so far.
One thing we're currently testing in the Philippines is actually rice. This technology has been proven using current space infrastructures in things like corns, grains, other vegetables. And it also can include some very interesting predictive economic data, predicting how much your crop can produce before you actually produce it. So for rice, for example, we're predicting about 98% accuracy. Partway through, so two-thirds through their growing season, we could predict just about how much rice that one farm will produce.
How do you get that kind of accuracy or that figure?
You're kind of monitoring how green something is or how much chlorophyll is in one crop. So for rice, for example, as it matures, it'll reach this point of maximum greenness. And once you're able to find that point, because you're monitoring over time, and as that rice starts to yellow as it matures and flowers, that maximum greenness point will be correlated to how much rice that farm will produce.
The technology divides optical and infrared images into hundreds of spectral bands that the human eye can't see, such as radio waves, microwaves, infrared waves, visible light waves, ultraviolet waves, X-rays, and gamma rays. In comparison, human eyes can detect 3 bands in the visible spectrum, red, green, and blue. In 2018, researchers in Germany used a hyperspectral remote sensing camera attached to a drone to help predict yield in wheat grown on plots with varying amounts of fertiliser concentration. They used the sensor to monitor the concentration of chlorophyll, the green photosynthetic pigment found in plants, which is a direct indicator of plant health, and the leaf area index of the crops. The researchers found
a promising grain yield prediction was realised using the benefits from both the LAI and the CHL predictions, which showed a strong correlation to different fertiliser treatments.
This research was done using cameras attached to drones, but Mr. Koshnik says the principles would be the same for satellites with similar sensors in space.
Well, it's rocket science, so not particularly easy, but it's technology that has been built before, and it's just a matter of taking it and applying it in a whole new light and new concepts, and then getting it out to the customers and showing them what we can do with it.
So I'm using satellites, drones and data from the ground to measure and map soil carbon on people's properties.
Savannah McGuirk, PhD candidate at the University of Sydney's Centre for CubeSat UAVs and their applications, or QAVA, uses hyperspectral imaging for her research into mapping soil carbon in Australia. Ms. McGuirk says increased commercial access to the technology could help farmers better understand their soil carbon levels and would help them prepare for drought.
If a farmer has good soil carbon, then their soil has an increased water holding capacity. It retains nutrients better. There's less nutrients leached out. There's a lot lower erosion rate. It generally makes their farm a lot more drought resilient to have more soil carbon. And so if we could use satellites, UAV and UAVs to measure soil carbon, then that would allow farmers to build soil carbon and increase the profitability and drought resilience of their farms. It makes the agricultural sector in Australia a lot more sustainable and a lot more productive, and so that we have a lot greater food security in Australia. That's a quite important component which is often overlooked as well.
While drones and planes can take more detailed images closer to Earth, Spectral Aerospace hopes doing the imaging from beyond Earth's atmosphere will have a bigger benefit. Cost. Co-founder Ben Koshnik thinks that despite the high price tag of building the satellites and then sending them into space, economies of scale will actually make the imaging cheaper for farmers.
So with a drone, you put it together, you fly it for 20 minutes, then it has to land again so it can be recharged. In that time frame, it can maybe cover a couple of square kilometres. You have to have an operator, and then you've got maintenance costs. With a satellite, you launch it once, and for the next 18 months, it is imaging 420 square kilometres per second. The difference in scale means that, counterintuitively, satellites are actually far cheaper than drones, simply by virtue of the fact that six satellites, we can do every farm in the world.
Spectral Aerospace did its own research into the cost of hyperspectral imaging services currently available to farmers in Australia, and found it costs about $37 per hectare on average. However, it reckons its own satellites could do it for as little as $8.
So at present, the network we're developing is weekly data. We're also eyeing off increasing the number of satellites. And as you increase the number of satellites, they pass overhead more often. Then we can get to a point where it's daily, then we can get to a point where it's hourly.
Ms. McGuirk says the price of using a hyperspectral imaging drone service in Australia is usually about $4,000 overall. That includes labour and operational costs and getting the data processed in a way that's understandable. She likes that it could become cheaper, but she says satellite imagery still has a major problem. It lacks detail.
Satellites and drones are a great tool because you can cover a really large area very quickly, but it's really important to have high resolution, like good quality data on the ground as well. Otherwise, you're not quite sure what you're looking at.
So what are some of the limitations at the moment with the satellite monitoring services?
At present, most satellites have 30 meter pixels, which means that if you have a change on the ground in under 30 meters, you won't be able to detect that because the change will be inside one pixel. If you have pixels from UAV flights, then the pixels are more likely to be 10 centimeters or 2 by 2 meters. And that means that you can pick up changes at a lot finer detail.
Ms. McGuirk suggested that combining the space images with drone images could be far more beneficial.
A cheaper approach to this, well, an efficient approach to this, would be to have your property surveyed with a UAV, first of all, and use that to classify a satellite image and improve the resolution in the satellite imagery. And then the satellite will go over every few days, few months, and you'll have automatic instant updates of your map without having to spend another $4,000 for a new UAV flight.
But is it really worth it?
Oh, I think, yeah, skepticals might be a bit hard.
Professor Andrew Robson, director of the Applied Agricultural Remote Sensing Centre at the University of New England, has been researching the benefits of remote sensing technology for farmers for over 25 years. He says existing technology, such as multispectral imaging from satellites, is already available to farmers, free of cost. These sensors only measure 5 to 7 bands as opposed to the hundreds HSI can detect. They're less accurate, but nonetheless, they can still evaluate soil productivity and identify pests, diseases and weeds.
Multispectral's much more available and affordable. So something like Sentinel imagery from the European Space Agency is available free of charge, and there's quite a lot of commercial companies in Australia who are providing free NDVI or vigor maps to growers, which is a great thing. It gets them interested and gets them looking at it. Access to hyperspectral is not that great, and then you've got to weigh it. The question is, again, cost-benefit. If it does become available, is it going to give you more answers than what the current free satellites or what they're using already?
But Spectral Aerospace says the technology and software it's developing will go beyond simply monitoring crop. It wants to also provide in-depth analytics of the problems affecting crops and recommendations to farmers on how to solve them. Ben Koshnick again.
So right now there is a market for Earth observation in agriculture. What we want to do is we want to open up a lot more options. And this will allow us to do new things you've never seen before. So not just the monitoring of health of crops, but starting to diagnose why the crops are dying. If it's disease, if it's the soil, if it's water. And with the information that we're gathering, we hope to be able to get to the stage where we can give farmers far more ready, accessible and actionable data that they can actually go in the farm and use.
Professor Robson says while there are often bold claims made about the potential of hyperspectral satellite imagery to help farmers solve some of their biggest problems, the technology has limitations that often get overlooked.
I think after doing it over 25 years over a lot of cropping systems and understanding the influence that seasons and locations and even varieties have on the ability of remote sensing to predict and to measure certain things. It works very well in a controlled environment where you take away anything else like different water or different soil, fertility and things like that. But under field conditions, every location, every year is different.
A further limitation to the technology is ensuring that average users are able to read and make sense of the data and then know how to use it practically on the farm. Professor Robson says companies trying to make remote imaging data more accessible to farmers need to develop a platform that farmers can actually understand. He likened an end product to something similar to the Bureau of Meteorology's website that shows easy-to-read rainfall maps.
The data it provides is very useful and very handy. It's understanding how to apply it. What are you measuring? How is it relating to the parameter the grower's interested in?
Because how does a farmer understand all that data, not to imply farmers are stupid? They're definitely not, but you're talking about technology that's coming from astrophysicists and engineers. How do you compress all of that data into something that's actually usable for farmers, and is that even possible?
Yeah, look, it's a really good point. So something like Landsat's been around since the 70s, and there's been many companies and much research looking at remote sensing for farm use. To be honest, the adoption still remains quite light on.
Do farmers actually want this? Has that been your experience, that they want to use this type of technology, or is it all too complicated and, as you said, still has some holes in it?
Yeah, look, I think it's a really exciting space at the moment. Again, we'll just use the pun. yeah, definitely they want access to information that can help them be more productive and better diagnostics for pest and disease and things like that.
While this is just one small startup in Australia's emerging space industry, it could mean one giant leap for Australian farmers. Brian Hofer, again.
Agriculture is a very interesting industry. As it's growing rapidly, and because you guys have a certain unique challenges here, items like Earth observation can address that at scale. As I am from Canada, we both are large countries with small populations. So being able to leverage Earth observation technologies to really spread that throughout the entire country is extremely useful.